This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections will take place tomorrow. The counting for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held on the same day. The counting will begin from 8 a.m. General elections were held from 19th of April to 1st of June 2024 in seven phases to elect 543 members of the Lok Sabha. Election Commission has said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission has also issued a handbook for returning officers and counting agents, which is available on its website. The Commission added that the comprehensive instructions for counting arrangements, procedure of counting of votes and storage of EVMs and VVPATs are already available on its website. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world of the 21st century is looking towards Bharat with many hopes. He said Bharat's governance model has become an example for many countries around the world. Sharing his thoughts with people of the country through a letter, Mr. Modi said that innovative practices such as pro-people good governance, aspirational districts and aspirational blocks are being discussed globally today. He said empowering 25 crore people to rise above poverty in just 10 years is unprecedented. Mr. Modi said the government's efforts from empowering the poor to last mile delivery have inspired the world by prioritizing individuals standing at the last rung of society. The Prime Minister has stressed on the need to work quickly in four directions: speed, scale, scope and standards. He highlighted that since the success of the G20, the world has been increasingly envisioning a bigger role for Bharat. Mr. Modi said today, Bharat is being acknowledged as a strong and important voice of the Global South and the African Union has become a part of the G20 group at the initiative of Bharat. Mr. Modi said this is going to be a crucial turning point for the future of African countries. Talking about his three-day spiritual journey in Kanyakumari, Prime Minister said, "The land of Kanyakumari gives an indelible message of unity, especially to any person who doubts Bharat's nationhood and the sense of unity." Mr. Modi has written these thoughts on the first of this month during his return flight from Kanyakumari to Delhi. In Madhya Pradesh, 13 people were killed and 15 injured when a tractor overturned near the Rajasthan-Rajgarh border in the wee hours yesterday. Rajgarh collector Harsh Dikshit informed media persons that some people from Rajasthan were travelling to Madhya Pradesh to attend a wedding in a tractor. Near Rajasthan-Rajgarh border, the tractor overturned, resulting in 13 deaths and 15 injuries. Two people are in serious condition and have been admitted to the hospital. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that the state government is in touch with the Rajasthan government. The injured are being treated at the district hospital in Rajgarh and some seriously injured patients have been referred to Bhopal. Mother Dairy has increased milk prices by 2 rupees per litre from today. In a statement, Mother Dairy said the increase in consumer price is mainly to compensate the producers for increased production costs. Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, which markets milk and milk products under the brand name Amul, has also announced an increase in the price of polypack milk by 2 rupees per litre. The new prices are effective from today. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has hiked toll tax across the country by an average of 5%. An official of NHAI said the new user fee has come into effect from today. India's extensive national highway network features over 900 toll plazas. Indian equity benchmark indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, soared to record high levels in early trade today after most of the exit polls predicted landslide victory for BJP-led NDA in the Lok Sabha polls. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 2,778 points or 3.75% to hit its all-time high of 76,739, while the NSE Nifty rallied 808 points or 3.58% to hit a fresh all-time high of 23,339 in early deals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.